This is tape number 3 out of 3, and we're picking up towards the middle of the Musaf service for Yom Kippur. We're on page 381. Tape 2 ended with a little note about finding English readings for doing the martyrology effectively. If you want to do it in the traditional way, what you will do in the middle of 381 is the Chazan saying, Alna tashet aleinu chatat ashenu amu v'asher chatanu chatanu tzureinu surach lanu yotreinu. And then the congregation reads silently from 381 until the middle of 385. When I've been the Shaliach Tzibur at the seminary for Yom Kippur, where it's done in this traditional way with no additional readings, while people are reading silently, I sing the melody, or sing or hum the melody without words, of various appropriate songs, songs of the Holocaust, or songs of tragic parts of Jewish history. So then, it's all done silently until 385. Bottom of 385. Chanun haritamim romim tishpochet al tzadikim etamtitamim tireh befargodach v'aver getamim el melech yoshev al kisei rachamim chatanu tzureinu selach lanu yotreinu. There's also a famous Yiddish song called Es Brennt, which was about the pogroms in the early 1900s, and the tune for this last part fits well. Chanun habitamim romim tishpoch et dam hatzadikim v'tamtzitamim tireh befargodach v'haver ketamim v'haver ketamim el melech yoshev al kisei rachamim el melech yoshev al kisei rachamim chatanu tzureinu selach lanu yotreinu. Now you continue on page 390. This is much the same as what you've seen for Kol Nidre and also for Shacharit on Yom Kippur. 390 is done silently until V'havienu El Har Kodshecha, which is the 7th or 8th line on 391. Then Shema Kolenu is done exactly as it was for Kol Nidre and Shacharit. And then 392 is done the same, that same way. 393 is done that same way. 394 is done that same way. 395 for the Achetz. 397, everything is exactly the same. Until on 398, in the middle of the page you have Mi'el Kamocha, and you do it exactly the same way, it's just they're different words. Mi'el Kamocha, Adivina Obreidok Vachalet, Mi'el Kamocha, Gulei Amukot Aver Tzedakot, Mi'el Kamocha, etc. So it's done in exactly the same way as Mi'el Kamocha for Shachari, just with different words. And then on 399, you have that long paragraph. It's identical to one that's said during Shacharit on Yom Kippur. And then page 400 is the same, page 401 is the same, page 402 is the same. And then the Hayom is also the same as Rosh Hashanah. It's just that there's one additional line is added to the Piyut Hayom at the end. Hayom Timcha V'Tislach L'Chol Avinoteinu. 403 is exactly the same. And then there's Kaddish Shalem, which is done exactly the same as it would have been for Rosh Hashanah. Where you can do whatever tune you want, or you can do the Hasidic tune. Now you'll notice that we don't have Ein Kelohenu Aleinu Adon Olam after Musaf, because the expectation was that you'd go straight into Mincha. Most places are not going to go straight into Mincha, but on this tape we will. First, Mincha for Rosh Hashanah is really not terribly interesting. Starts on page 179 with Ashrei, which can be done to the tune done for Ashrei for Mincha and Yom Chol. Asher Yosef Etecha Al Yalilu Chasem La Hashem Shekach Al Hashem Shemanai Lo Ha'av, done silently. If it happens to be Shabbat, you can do it to Shabbat Nusach. Ashrei Yosef Etecha Al Yalilu Chasem La Asher Yam Shekach Al Hashem Shemanai Lo Ha'av. Okay, then the same thing for but you can probably do it silently and then finish off at Tehillah. And then Uvalitzion, done the same way, either in a weekday Nusach or in Shabbat Nusach if it happens, Shabbat Mincha Nusach if it happens to be Shabbat Mincha. Same thing for Chatzi Kaddish. Then if there's a Torah reading, you do the Mincha, you do the Torah reading service exactly the way as you would be doing it on Shabbat afternoon. If not, you continue on 185 for the Amidah. Start out the Amidah the way you would do it for Chol. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Veloheinu Avoteinu Elohei Avraham Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov, etc. Okay, until the Kedusha. Into the Kedusha the same way you do it for Yom Chol. Mekadesh et Shimcha Bolam Kishem Shemak Tishim Ota Bishmei Marom Kakatu Vayad Meviecha Vekaradzeh Zeh Miyamah. It's done exactly as if it were Chol until Yimloch. And this is your cue to switch into the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Nusach. And then continue with the Chazarat Hashatz exactly the way that that we did it for all of the services on Rosh Hashanah, except that there are no piyutim added. So that takes you up until the page 189. Now, if you wanted to, you could avoid this whole thing by doing a Hechi Kedusha, and then there would be no Chazarat Hashatz, and then it would make Minchan Rosh Hashanah go a lot quicker and be a lot easier to deal with. Then you have Avinu Malkeinu on what pages 190 and 190A, which is done exactly the way it was done for all the other services that are on the tape. And then Kaddish Alem and Aleinu and Kaddish Yatom, and that's all. Now, Mincha on Yom Kippur is only slightly more complicated. It is on page 408. It does not start with Ashrei, but rather starts directly with the Torah service. And you can do this once again to the tune that everybody will know. Vayhi b'nseu Aharon, vayomer Moshe, kuma Adonai, v'yafutzu aitecha, etc. Though purists might insist that you do it to the tune of the Torah reading for the Amin Noraim. Vayhi b'nseu Aharon, vayomer Moshe, kuma Adonai, v'yafutzu aitecha, v'yanus nisanecha, mipanecha. Etc. For the rest of the Torah service, then note that the Torah reading is done in regular trope, not in High Holiday trope. And then the Haftarah is done like a regular Haftarah. It's the Book of Jonah plus some additional verses at the bottom. It would be good to just note that the blessing after the Haftarah ends with Magen David. So the last paragraph of the bracha after the Haftarah that's normally done is not done. Then you have the Hallelu. This is on page 415, done the same way you would do it on Shabbat or on a weekday, depending on what the congregation is likely to know. And then Eitz Chaim Hi, etc., until the middle of page 416. Now you have Chatzi Kaddish. Now there is a special tune for the Kaddish specifically for Mincha and Yom Kippur. You need not feel compelled to do it. You can do any other tune you know to the Chatzi Kaddish and it would be appropriate. But this is how it goes. Yid Gadal V'Yid Kadash Shemei Rava B'Yalman Yivrach Yirutei B'Yamich Malchutei V'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chayei v'chazay Yisrael V'agala uzman garim v'inu amen Yeshime rabam v'arach v'yalam ulome alamaya Yitbarach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'itronan v'inasei V'ithadar v'itala v'itala Shem ha'yigusha v'itu Leila uleila ningo bechata shirata kush bechata v'nechemata tamiran v'alma v'imru amen. And then you have the silent Amidah, and the Chazarat Hashat begins on page 425, done the same way as it was for Shacharit and for Musaf on Yom Kippur. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Eloi Avoteinu, etc. Misod is the same. Then you have this piyut, which the congregation does those lines quietly, and then reader starts at Ki Ha'amin. Ki Ha'amin Lecha Lechalotecha Litae Shelos Kir Yivuratecha Tzedakat echashev lanu, v'tzedek av selach lanu. Lo v'chatayinu tase lanu, maginenu ki lecha yichamu. Zohreinu lachayim, etc. And then the rest is done the same way as it was for Shacharit. Then Atah Gibor, exactly the same way. And then you have this additional piyut that starts me'ohav, mo'ohav, and don't do it silently until lefanav, and do that as Lefana v'kimenu v'nichyeh v'tzedek av nichyeh Adonai memit v'nichyeh u'mechayeh v'itlala v'lumin yechayeh mi'chamalcha etc. Then the rest is done really exactly the same. The Kedusha is a little bit reduced. I'm sorry, just the top line, the first line. Kakatuva yadim yecha v'keran zozen v'yamar Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Adonai Tzevaot melech ol ha'aretz kivodo kivodo ha'amalei olam. Exactly the way it was done for Shacharit and for Musaf. And the Kedusha continues that way. And then all of page 427 is the same as it was for Shacharit and Musaf. All of 428 is the same. All of 429 is the same, including the Shloshes Midot. So basically what you'll do for 429 is you'll sing out loud until the middle of the page, Ki HaMelech Hanun Rachum Ata, and then the next part is done silently until four lines down, El Horei Talanu Lamar Shloshes Rei. But I recorded that already for Shacharit and Musaf. And then 430, you do the top two lines out loud, Slach lanu avinu ki chatanu, mechalanu agenu ki fashanu, ki ad Adonai tov esalach, v'ram chesed l'chol toracha. The next paragraph silently, then the next two, the main indented lines out loud. Ana tashet aleinu chatat, asher noalnu v'asher chatanu, chatanu tzureinu, selach lanu yotzenu. And then all of this done silently until the bottom of 431, Havienu El Har Kodshecha, but this is exactly the way the way you did it for Shacharit and Musaf. Shema Kolenu done exactly the same on 432. And then next paragraph the same, and Ki Anu Amecha done the same way, and the Ashamnu on page 433 done the same way, and 434 done the same way, and then 435 the Achet done the same way. And that ends up on 437. Then after the Slach lanu mechal lanu kacher lanu on 437, you go silently all the way until Mi'el Kamocha on page 438. And once again, it's the same tune that you did for Shacharit and Musaf, just different words. Mi'el kamocha, Adon Abir, b'masav karir, Mi'el kamocha, Golei amukot, Oret rakot, Mi'el kamocha, etc. going on. By the way, Mi'el kamocha is not likely to be included in the Harlo Machzor or other Machzorim that omit Putin. 439 is the same as how it was done in other services. 440 is the same, 441 is the same, and then it ends with Kaddish Shalem. You can either do just a regular Kaddish Shalem tune, Yigal Avi Kadash Shemei Rabba, Be'Allah, Yirachim, etc. Or you can do the Hasidic tune, Yigal Avi Kadash Shemei Rabba, Amen, whatever your preference. Now, we're up to Ne'ilah. First, some notes on being a Shaliach Tzibur for Ne'ilah. The secret is, have your watch out and right in front of you on the table next to the Sidur, because the challenge is to conclude Ne'ilah exactly at the moment when you're allowed to blow the shofar. And actually, congregations will get a little bit antsy if you're unable to do this. So it means being able to expand or contract at will. So starting with Ashrei on page 448. The tradition I've heard is to do this to the tune that you would use for Mincha and Shabbat, even though it might not be Shabbat. Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha, Ol Yalelu Chasela, Ashrei Anshei Olav, Ashrei Anshei Adonai Elohav. And you probably do it silently unless you're running extremely early, in which case you could do it out loud. Uba L'Tzion, same tune. So at the end you do, this is on 450 in the middle. V'yivtechu v'chayodei shemecha, kilu azavta roshecha Adonai, Adonai chavetzman zika, yagdil Torah v'yadir. Now you have Chatzi Kaddish. There is a special tune for Chatzi Kaddish for Ne'ilah. And this is one that is probably worth learning at least a little bit of, because it's the motif that sets the mood for Ne'ilah. It's a famous enough motif that there's actually a Yud Lamed Peretz short story about it. So here goes. V'yamlich malchutei v'chayechon v'byomechon v'chayechon ben Yisrael. Ba'gala v'zaman kariz v'imru amen. Min kol berchata v'shirata, ay 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 ay, tush bechata v'nechemata, dani randi alma v'imru amen. And then the silent amida. And then the Shaliach Tzibur. Excuse me. Before that, there's a piyut called El Nora Alila, which is it's a Sephardic piyut. A lot of people like it. Here's one tune for it. El Nora Alila, El Nora Alila, Hamitzila nu mechila nishata neila. Mitemis parkeruim lachayin osim umisaledim bechila deshata neila. And you can either go back to the chorus El Nora Alila, or do that same tune to shorten it with the next line. Shofim lecha nafsham mechet hasham bechachasham hamtie mechila v'shata neida heyelahem lefitra v'chaletem mimeira Svechot mem lehod ugila nishat ha-neila Honotam evin rachem v'chol lochet v'lochem Aseba em pelila v'shat ha-neila, etc. for the whole piyut. And then you have Chazarat HaShatz, for which it's traditional for the Ark to be open for the entire time and for the congregation, those who are able to be standing for the entire time. So, the Avot start out differently, using this special motif for Ne'ila. Baruch Ata Adonai Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, ve'Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'givor Hanora Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Mekonei Yaakov, V'zocher chastei avot U'levi go'el ibnei b'neem L'man shem ol mi'avam. Then Nisod is done the same way as it was done for the other services. Nisod chachamim u'vonim U'milem he'dat m'vinim Eftecha api v'tfila u'dachanunim לחלות ובנן, יקשם אלך מלא רחמים, מוכל וצולח לבונים. Congregation does the next line silently, and then the reader continues. גש לחלבך כנער ולא כבר, זיג עליו לבוא בזה השער. Congregation does the line silently, and then the reader continues. עבור גיוון היום, Goninenu b'tzedek yoshev kechom hayom Zohreinu l'chaim melecha feitz b'chaim Zechotmeinu b'sefer hachaim amarcha Elohim chaim. So you want to note that in the Ne'ilah Amidah, every time you see the word, before you had the word Zohreinu, it's changed to Chotmeinu. But then the rest of the page continues the way you've been doing it already. 460, the top paragraph is exactly the same as it's been done for the other services. Then the congregation has a line to do silently, and then the reader continues. Zak v'chinei mitzicha lo gara, husan b'racha v'asher zara. Congregation has a line, and then the reader has a line. Ye'ana mi'kerev, Hachayenu v'tal, kesach lifna darev. Mi'icha macha ha'farancha. Just the same way that it was done before. Okay, and then you have two more lines after Mechaye ha'metim. Tevan zim Torah, yachagago b'chez yikara, kisharta mekom anora, li'et katz chaz v'yira. In lo chanan adonam, la'yichzim no vador, hallelujah, v'yata kadosh shetilot Yisrael elna. And then now you have a piyut that many places will skip. But if you choose to do it, you have Shema na zlagnayom avur givanayom unalelcha norave ayom kadosh. This is now the top of 461. Uchenu chatzale kedusha kitzah Eloheinu melech mochev soleyach. Then they do it silently, and then you pick up at kakatuvayan yercha v'kadon zemzev yamar. And then the Kedusha is done exactly the way it was done for all the other services for Yom Kippur. And then that concludes as Yimloch Adonai Le'olam, at which you switch into the Nusach for the Chazorah. Yimloch Adonai Le'olam, Ma'isim Adov Adon, Hallelujah, Le'dov Adon, Nagid Golecha, Unetach Nizachim, Zushach Hanakish,
Vishivahailo in me Pilaya Musalam Vahe. Kiala Lakada Lakadushata.
And then everything on 462 and 463 and 464, most of 464, is the same as what we've seen in the other Amidot for Yom Kippur. Then you have Petach Lanu Sha'ar. It's usually the reader says a line and then the congregation repeats it right after. Petach Lanu Sha'ar Be'eni Lachar Hifanayom Hayom Yifne Hashem Es Yavo Ve'yifne Navo La'sharecha Ana Ina Sana Tzilachna Mechana Chamolna Rachena Kapena Kivoshet Vavo.
Then on 465, like how it's been done in previous services, you do it silently until El Hel Reita Lanu, which you do out loud.
El Hel Reita Lanu Lamar Shelosh Esrei Zechor Lanu Hayam Berit Shelosh Esrei.
But exactly the way that it's been done before.
And then you do the top two lines in 466 out loud.
Tzolach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu Mechalanu Agenu Ki Pashanu.
Now, much of this stuff may be skipped in the other Machzorim, or even if you're using Silverman, you may choose to skip it, especially for time considerations.
We would pick up next at Selach Na Lavon Ha'am Hazeh, right in the middle of page 466.
Selach Na Lavon Ha'am Hazeh, Ki Gandel Chastecho. V'chashen asad elam azem Yitzrayim v'yadena v'sham ne'mar V'yom Adonai salafi kivarecha.
The last paragraph on the page can be done silently. 467 can either be done silently or out loud. If you choose to do it out loud, it might sound something like this.
Eloheinu v'Elohei avoteinu U'mi yamochei din tishmor Umi Yakum Zinim Tigmor Hasalimcha Imacha Salafi Lemor Harachamim Gamecha Midatecha Lichmor Dichtuch Dalatu Dilut Dalutainu Eveal Tachlim Dan and Tim Dalecha Chastainu Hashlim Gadol katon rafet al hachalim Givorecho ha-kutonecha chazek v'chalim,
etc. for the entire piyut, which continues until the bottom of 468. Tav of 469 can be done silently, and then where it says reader and congregation in the middle of 469, you can do more or less the same type of tune.
In kad esaladecha talifnei segevodecha man le mishalota miyachadecha shomea tfilat barei adecha Yisrael no shabbat onachuat olamim gam hayom yivashu mipicha shurei meromim.
Etc. The other verses. Okay, and so on the top of 470, you have the Shlosh Esrei Midot again.
Adonai, Adonai, Rachum Bechanun, Erech Hafayim, Erev Hesed Yemet.
Etc. Just like it's been done before. Then you have the Piyut Ezkera Elohim Be'ehemaya, which is not done in many congregations because with the rebirth of the State of Israel, the piyut makes not a whole lot of sense. One could say less sense than piyutim usually make. However, if you want to do it, you do it with somewhat of the same tune.
Ezkera Elohim Demaya Biroti Koli Ratila Benuya Ve'ira Elohim Mushpelet Ad She'ol Tachtiya. ובכל זאת אנו ליה ואיננו ליה מדעת החמים עלינו התגלגלי
ולפני כונף תחינתנו הפילי וביד המפח חיים שלי כי כל לבב דבי וכל רוב שלחורי etc. until the bottom of the page. You can do those lines out loud. לכן כדד ישורון צילגנו לכל אבונם ושיינו אלוהי ישינו שערי שמיים פתח ודרך הטוב לנו תצח תושיע וריב אל תמצח הושיינו אלוהי ישינו. And now you have Kianu Anecha again, and you have the Ashamnu again, exactly the way it was done before. Now on the top of 472, this is where it starts to change. It's two special sections for the Ne'ila Amidah, and I'll do the whole page.
Hallo kolani sarot ve'aniglot ata yodeya ata noten yad lefoshim v'nun rab shuta lekabel shavim v'atelamedenu adonai eloheinu l'itvado lefanecha l'kol avonoteinu l'ma'an nefzah l'yoshek yadeinu u'tikav aleinu m'shuva shema lefanecha ki ishim u'teni chofim l'ma'an varecha asher amata אין קץ לאישי חבותינו ואין מספר לכוחי אשמתנו ואתה יודע שאחריתנו רימה ותוליה לפיכך ירבית צליחתנו מענו מחיינו מרסתנו מעתידכנו מה אישנו מה כוחנו מה גבולתנו מלמה לפניך אדוני אלוהינו ולאי אבותינו הלא כל הגיבורים גאים לפניך ואנשי השם כלא היו וחכמים כגבימתם ובנים יביא את כס כי רוב מעשיהם טעו ונחיים אלף לפניך ומלצר אדם מן הבמאים כי הכל עבר אתה הבדת אנוש מראש ואתה גיראו לעמוד לפניך כי מי יאמר לך מה תפעל ואם יצדק, מה ייתן לך? ותיתן לנו אדוני אלוהינו בעבד יום הכיפורים הזה קץ ומחילה וסליחה על כל עוונותינו למען נחצה מעושק ידינו ונשיב אליך לעשות גרת בנך בלבב שלם יתם רחמך לדין רחם עלינו כי לא תחפוץ בשעת שחצת עולם שנאמר דירשו אדוני בימתו, כראו ביותו קרוב ונאמר יעזוב ראשו זרקו וישבן מחשבותיו וישבו אדוני ברחמיו ואל אלוהינו כי ירד יצלח ואתה אלוה שיחות חנון ורחום הרביים וחסד ואמת ומדל היטיב ורוצה אתה בשובת רשעים ונתח חפץ ומתתם שנאמר אמור עליהם חי אני נאום אדוני אלוהים אם אפוץ ומות על רשע כי אם בשוב רשע מדרכו וחיה שובו שובו מדרככם הרעים ולמה תמותו בית ישראל ונאמר תחפוץ תחפוץ מורשע נאום אדוני אלוהים הלא בשובו מדרכיו וחיה ונאמר כי לא אחפוץ במות המת נאום אדוני אלוהים ואשיבו ויחיו. And then you have the long paragraph Eloheinu ve'Elohei Avoteinu, which we've done already for all the other services for Yom Kippur. 474 is just like all the other services for Yom Kippur. 475 also. 476 is Avinu Malkeinu, which is the same. Then you have Kaddish Shalem, which you can do to whatever Kaddish Shalem tune you choose. Then you have, entering the home stretch here, on 481, the verses that are sung before the sounding of the shofar. The way I do this, the tunes I use are first the Shema. Instead of using the tune everybody knows, I use the tune special for Torah reading for the high holidays. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu,
Adonai Echad, and then everybody repeats. Then for Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, I do the tune from the Avodah service. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed, and then that's done. Read our congregation three times. And then Adonai Huay Elohim, count these on your fingers because it's easy to get mixed up and do too many or too few. Adonai Hu Elohim, 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 Adonai Hu Elohim. And then you have a Tekiyah Gedolah, and then you can sing the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, and then Yom Kippur and the high holiday season are over. Before this tape is over, just one quick note. When I started recording, I thought that I would only be including those things which would be essential to be included in every kolbo, and I ended up going overboard and included a lot of things that are certainly not essential and would give a much more complete service than most kolbo services would have. Any time where I've said that something is a piyut, unless I've said specifically that it's a piyut that's very popular that should be done, you can assume that you can take it out and no one will notice, really. If you have additional questions, I'm very happy and excited to try to answer them. I've enjoyed making these tapes, and I hope that they've been useful. So, if you find them helpful.